Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment salesmen should not run after commissions. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on the podcast. Sales jobs are one of the most lucrative jobs that is always available and in demand in almost every field or industry. If you are good in sales and you can achieve huge sales targets easily, you will surely flourish in your career. What makes most of the sales jobs so much popular is huge amount of commissions that you are offered for every sale that you make. This is especially popular for selling expensive goods such as heavy construction equipment. The heavy construction equipment or vehicles or anything else like that are one of those items or things that can fetch a good deal of profits from a single sale. Due to the high price of vehicles or heavy equipment, hence the seller always or almost always can afford to provide commissions for the sale of those equipment. You know, a very nice commission. Number one, why should you not run after commissions? Often commissions are considered to be a motivating factor behind increasing sales. Moreover, the fact in reality is that these commissions do not motivate the salesman at all. With every single commission promise comes a huge target of sales that the salesmen have to achieve. If they do not achieve the sales, they are not given the commission. Hence, they do not feel motivated with this commission. Rather, they feel burdened with the huge target that they have to achieve, you know? But heavy construction equipment are sometimes that are not something easy to sell. You know, equipment can be hard. You know, it depends on what the consumer wants. These are quite expensive, and unless it is a large construction business, there is very little chance that the equipment will be sold frequently. Moreover, the longevity of the heavy construction equipment is extremely high and do not get damaged easily. Due to this reason, the scope of the sales of the heavy construction equipment, such as hydraulic crane, a mixing machine, scissor lifts, pavers, and excavators, etc., is limited. And finally, what should be your alternative? What should be the alternative? As already mentioned, with sales commission comes the target or burden of high sales results, which actually disturbs the mode for the good business. Hence, those who are looking for a job as a salesman in the heavy equipment selling company should not run after commission. The aim should not be to gain the maximum income from commission. Rather, it should be on how to become a better salesman. For that, you need to focus more on the knowledge of increasing your field with more interest in the equipment that you sell, and with more focus on the customers would be benefit by the heavy construction equipment. The sales would be increased. The seller or the business should also concentrate more on hiring the skilled heavy equipment salesman, not hire anyone who is looking for a commission or without having skills for selling heavy equipment. The business will gain more profit from goods or skilled sellers rather than setting targets for new salesmen and promising to give the commissions for the number of sales that they make in every month or in a given period of time. You know, do what's right. Sell the items that the consumer wants, and then you will make your commissions, and they will grow. Again, if you got any questions, give me a call at 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.